The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we just got a update from the IBMA World of Bluegrass event coming up. While the International Bluegrass Music Association's annual gathering won't span the length of Fayetteville Street or fill Red Hat Amphitheater and downtown hotels this year, Raleigh will still play a major role as the event shifts online. The Friday and Saturday Street Festival, renamed this year to IBMA Bluegrass Live, will feature free online programming October 2nd and 3rd, the same dates it had been scheduled to take place before coronavirus precautions wiped large in-person gatherings off the calendar. Last year's World of Bluegrass, the event that includes the street festival, as well as the Music Association's business conference, awards show, and industry showcases, attracted more than 218,000 people, that according to Visit Raleigh. This week, IBMA announced the initial list of performers who will play sets on video as part of the virtual Bluegrass Live. It includes several North Carolina acts, including Steep Canyon Rangers, Chatham County Line, Chatham Rabbits, the Kruger Brothers, and Tommy Edwards with Andrew Marlin, that's Mandolin Orange. Many of those bands are filming their Bluegrass Live performances in front of local landmarks like Union Station, the rooftop at the Dillon, and World of Bluegrass home base for the past 7 years, the Raleigh Convention Center. Performing from their own home bases outside of North Carolina will be the Travelin' McCoorys with Del McCoury, Jerry Douglas and Odessa Settles, and performing together, Molly Tuttle and Sierra Hall. Lindsay Liu, Phoebe Hunt, and Mimi Naja will be performing a set of songs by Bluegrass Women and members of Jam Band's Yonder Mountain String Band, Leftover Salmon, and the infamous String Dusters will come together for a set of Mountains of Infamous Leftovers. More performers and a detailed schedule will be announced in the coming weeks on social media and at worldofbluegrass.org. The performances will be aired free on the virtual event platform Swapcard, as well as via websites and apps for WRAL and local Roots Music Radio station, That Station. IBMA Bluegrass Live is produced by Raleigh-based traditional music nonprofit Pinecone, and PNC Bank is the event's presenting sponsor. All right, this is a list I'd rather not have to read, but that's the way it is. Facilities not offering entertainment dates, or they've been moved online for the rest of 2020. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek has ended its season, as has Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, with the exception of the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival that is currently scheduled for November 13th. But that date is not guaranteed either. PNC Arena only has one date scheduled the rest of 2020. That's Festival of Laughs, currently scheduled for October 2nd. Arts Access currently has no audio-described performances scheduled through the rest of 2020. No events are scheduled the rest of the year at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte or the Greensboro Coliseum. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte still has the Garth Brooks concert currently set for October 10th. As for other events around North Carolina, definitive information has been difficult to find regarding some of the many festivals that were scheduled to be held. Check with event organizers. And city officials, that is, Raleigh city officials, have decided that all events sponsored by the city will be canceled through at least the end of the year, including First Night Raleigh, the New Year's Eve celebration that brings thousands of people downtown for rides, games, food, and the acorn drop at midnight. Mayor Marianne Baldwin said First Night organizers are working on a drive-through or virtual event for New Year's Eve that would include an acorn drop. Other events that will be called off include the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony, a downtown food truck rodeo, and the Jingle Bell Run fundraiser for the Arthritis Foundation. The cancellation decision doesn't affect events at the Raleigh Convention Center and Downtown Arts Complex or City Parks and Recreation programs. The Raleigh Merchants Association has already canceled the Raleigh Christmas Parade for the first time since World War II. Instead of an in-person event, the Christmas Parade will be live-streamed on November 21st. Ticket sales for the Holiday Express at Raleigh's Pullen Park remain on hold. The Holiday Express draws thousands to Pullen Park in December for meet and greets with Santa, train and carousel rides, arts, crafts, holiday lights, and other activities. While ticket sales are currently postponed, officials say any updates will be shared on the Holiday Express website and through at Raleigh Park's social media. The decision to cancel or postpone upcoming events also includes or included the Hopscotch Music Festival, the upcoming North Carolina State Fair, the North Carolina Mountain State Fair, and the Carolina Classic Fair in Winston-Salem, just to name a few. All right, checking some of the music venues around town or clubs. How about the Ritz? It's on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. For complete or up-to-date information, call 919-424-1400, or you can check online at ritzraleigh.com. Most shows the club start at 8 unless noted. Fridays at 9 p.m., September 11th, 18th, and 25th, it's Green Sky Bluegrass, the Leap Year Sessions, and this is a virtual tour. Friday, October 9th, Future Islands, As Long As You Are, virtual tour. It starts at 10. Wednesday, November 18th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy, Sugar, Spice, and Everything Ice Tour. Finally, Friday, December 4th, Milky Chance, Mind the Moon Tour 2020. The listings for Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Phone number there for updates, 919-821-4111. Friday, September 25th, Rebels Fox with Nolan Biggins, Shane Gentry and De La Bills, and Tan Sanders. That show starts at 7. Saturday, September 26th, Jonathan Parker with Aaron Hamm and Big River Band and Eric Strickland Band. The concert starts at 7:30. Thursday, October 8th, The Steel Woods at 8. Friday, October 16th, Idle Wild South, tribute to the Allman Brothers Band. That's an 8 o'clock show. And Friday, October 30th at Lincoln Theater, Jack Harlow at 8 o'clock. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number for update information, 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9. Thursday, September 10th, Dinaja Livestream at 7. Friday, September 11th, Tab 1 live stream, also at 7. Friday, September 17th, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles with Death Wish. And Friday, September 25th, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. That's a live stream at 7 o'clock. We first mentioned this last week. The North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh has set up some concert dates that are virtual. Phone number at the Museum of Art for all updates, 919-839-6262. And because of the coronavirus pandemic, the museum's popular summer concert series, of course, was canceled. A total of 4 live concerts will be streamed starting Tuesday, September 1st. That's already occurred. All the virtual concerts will be streamed on Tuesday night starting at 8 from inside the museum galleries on the Museum of Art YouTube channel. The offstage live music has already started with Chatham County Line. That was the September 1st group. September 15th, it's Dream Root. This quintet from Durham uses music as an agent for healing for themselves and for others as they create music as a refuge from chronic illness, racism, hatred, and the struggles of living in the 21st century. Dream Root classifies itself as political jazz and neo-soul, drawing from elements of the music cultures of Africa and Europe. Then September 29th at the Museum of Art, S.E. Ward. A transplant from Vermont, Ward has become a Triangle Music fixture during the last several years. Leaving was released on Bull City Records Presents to local acclaim and is the band's first LP. Ward flaunts her songwriting and vocal chops through a masterclass in emotion that moves from haunting to heated in just 4 tracks. Then on October 20th, the virtual concert from the Museum of Art, Jelly Cistoso and Carabao. Let me do that again. Jelly Cistoso. Cistoso. Let me try it. I argued or fought over this with my brain last week as well. First name is Jelly. And the second name is Cistoso. And then the group is Carabao. The group aesthetically explore the spiritual songs, stories, and rhythms of Senegal's millennia-old Mande culture. Cistoso comes from a long line of griots who are entrusted to maintain a West African village's genealogies and ceremonial fairs through song. But he is much more than a preservationist. The group effortlessly integrate the traditional sounds of the kora with a modern rush of electric guitar and an exuberant rhythm section. Checking out Durham's Carolina Theater, it's at 309 West Morgan Street. And to check the upcoming dates, call 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Okay, Friday, November 20th at Carolina Theater, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, The Traveler Tour. Thursday, December 3rd, it's Chris Botti. Since the release of his acclaimed CD, When I Fall in Love, Chris has become the largest-selling American instrumental artist. Saturday, January 2nd at Carolina Theater, the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, Sound in Motion. The group is celebrating its 37th season. The group has produced award-winning dancers such as Michelle Dorrance, Jason Janis, and Jared Grimes. This year's annual show, Sound in Motion, features all 41 members of the company, ages 8 to 18, along with guest artist and Company alumni Elizabeth Burke and Luke Hickey. A special note, the performance starts at 7. And on Sunday, January 24th, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You Live. And don't ask me to explain that part. Jack Douglas, better known as Jax Films Online, is turning his popular series Yesterday I Ask You into a live game show. Audience members play by submitting their funniest answers to questions like, what's the last thing you want to hear from your Uber driver? Or, what secret of yours would ruin you? After a handful of champions are chosen, they move on to the dreaded Are You Funnier Than a YouTuber round, where they must compete against Jack himself in a no-holds-barred elimination match. Sunday, January 30th and 31st, Heather McMahon, the farewell tour. Put the phone down, your favorite high-functioning, hot-mess comedian Heather McMahon is coming to Durham. She's live, liberated, and lubed up, doing the most and the least at the same time. Wednesday, February 3rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Friday through Sunday, March 26th through the 28th, it's Patience. Performances at 8 on Friday, 7 on Saturday, and 3 on Sunday. Saturday, April 3rd at Carolina Theater, it's Chatham Rabbits, the CD release concert. All right, going almost next door, I guess. We've got the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known, of course, as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. And there are no shows at DPAC from now through the end of the year, and the first event in 2021 is in January, Tuesday through Sunday, January 26th through the 31st, The Band's Visit. The critically acclaimed smash hit Broadway musical is the winner of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, making it one of the most Tony-winning musicals in history. In this joyously offbeat story set in a town that's way off the beaten path, a band of musicians arrive lost out of the blue. Under the spell of the desert sky and with beautiful music perfuming the air, the band brings the town to life in unexpected and tantalizing ways. Again, that's January 26th through the 31st at DPAC. Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th, it's Escape to Margaritaville. That's where people come to, or go, rather, to get away from it all and stay to find something they never expected. The musical comedy features both original songs and, of course, your most loved Jimmy Buffett classics, including Fins, Volcano, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and many more. USA Today calls it a little slice of paradise, while Entertainment Weekly says it'll knock your flip-flops off. Okay, Thursday, February 11th at DPAC, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. Bert is an American stand-up comedian, actor, writer, and host who performs to sell-out crowds across the country. Lauded as one of the best storytellers of his generation, Bert seamlessly and sincerely shares anecdotes about his family and fatherhood while showing his ability to prove that there's a way to take the party boy moniker antics into middle age. That from Forbes. Let me do that again, that there's a way to take his party boy antics into the middle age or into middle age. Not doing that well, am I? Anyway, that's from Forbes magazine. Also in February at DPAC, Tuesday through Sunday, the 23rd through the 28th, Pretty Woman the Musical. Featured in the musical is Roy Orbison and Bill D's international smash hit song, Oh Pretty Woman, which inspired one of the most beloved romantic comedy films of all time. Pretty Woman the film was an international smash hit when it was released in 1990. Now, 30 years later, Pretty Woman the musical still dazzles, according to Deadline, and is big romance and big fun, that from Broadway.com. Irresistible, a romantic fantasy, a contemporary failed fairy tale, says The Hollywood Reporter. Pretty Woman, the musical, delivers on all the iconic moments you remember. Moving to March of next year, Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st, To Kill a Mockingbird. All rise for Academy Award winner Aaron Sorkin's adaptation of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning masterwork. The New York Times critic pick To Kill a Mockingbird is the most successful American play in Broadway history. It has not played to a single empty seat, according to 60 Minutes. New York Magazine calls it a real phenomenon. Majestic and incandescent. It's filled with breath and nuance and soul. Friday, April 16th, it's Chris Tucker. Tuesday, April 20th through Sunday, April 25th, Oklahoma. Let me go back to Chris Tucker. He's an international award-winning actor and comedian, best known for playing the role of Detective James Carter in the Rush Hour film series with Jackie Chan. In 2006, Tucker negotiated an unprecedented $25 million salary to appear in Rush Hour 3, which at the time, that's 2006, made him the highest paid actor in Hollywood. Next up, Tuesday, April 20th through Sunday, April 25th, it is Oklahoma. This is Oklahoma as you've never seen or heard it before, reimagined for the 21st century, and now the Tony Award winner for Best Revival of a Musical. Funny and sexy, dark and jolting, this acclaimed production of Oklahoma lets us experience Rodgers and Hammerstein's greatest anew, that from the New Yorker. Stripped down to reveal the darker psychological truths at its core, Daniel Fish's production tells a story of a community circling its wagons against an outsider and the frontier life that shaped America. All right, the rest, finishing out the first 6 months of 2021 at DPAC. Tuesday, April 27th, an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. Thursday, April 29th, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021, Go Big or Go Home. Friday and Saturday, May 14th and 15th, Trolls Live. Friday through Sunday, May 21st through the 23rd, Riverdance. Tuesday through Sunday, May 25th through the 30th, My Fair Lady. Monday and Tuesday, June 14 and 15, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Friday, June 25th, The Masked Singer. And Saturday, June 26th, Arrival from Sweden, The Music of ABBA. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. The phone number for updates, 919-996-8700. Friday, October 2nd, an R-rated magic show. Friday, October 2nd as well, Scary Mama Live. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, October 28th, the North Carolina Museum of History Foundation's 2020 Distinguished Lecture Series event with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist George Will. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Moving into November, Wednesday the 11th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Also at Memorial Auditorium, Friday, November 13th, it is Gilberto Santa Rosa. Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. And that is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, January 29th, and it's Come Back to Get Me Again, Jelly, Ciscoco, and Carabao. That's a pine cone event, Friday, January 29th at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday through Sunday, February 4th through the 7th, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto from Carolina Ballet. The Carolina Ballet opens their season with the pure elegance of dance in the return of artistic director Zalman Raphael's Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. This program will also feature Agon, a striking George Balanchine classic, to the beloved music of Igor Stravinsky, and that is at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, it's Vivaldi's Four Seasons, again, Carolina Ballet. Returning to the stage in March is Robert Weiss's revered ballet, Four Seasons. Vivaldi's renowned piece of music, paired with Weiss's vibrant choreography, leaves no doubt as to why this is a triangle favorite. This program will also feature a new ballet by Weiss, and this is all at Memorial Auditorium. Then Friday and Sunday, April 9th and 11th, La Boheme, and that is a North Carolina opera event. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.